One second, I have to find the Gemara. Okay, sorry, I misplaced my Gemara. Okay, hello everybody.
Hello,
So
hello, hello, Revy.
I started learning this Gemara, so I got off to, I got a complaint that I didn't get into the Iker Lumdus, but I happen to get distracted sometimes. Things that are very nice, so you'll excuse me. But I think there's something beautiful here. Whether it's the Iker Lumdus of Daf Chof, I can't tell you. But for one day or 2 days, it's like it's marriage gorgeous. Sometimes you see like little, how the Gemara works.
Sounds like Rebbe's story with Tuchba Cohen and Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Tuchba Cohen is the Iker Sugya, just not the Rambam. This might be not even the Iker Sugya, but it's, Daf Chof is something else. But it's just happening very nice. Let's start reading here. Says in the Mishnah, let's see if we can do it in one day. One it's Klal Gadol, Klal Amru, Yivama, Kol Shvi Yisra Erev Lo Choletz Homus Yavemis. Yisra Mitzvah Yisra Kedusha, which you will have to see what that means. Choletz Homus Yavemis. Okay, that's true, all we need. Chodesh Yivimto Choletz Homus Yavemis. Okay, that's something else. Let's stop here. So Rashi says, we'll see Rashi. Lo Choletz Homus Yavemis. Sarasa, because again he. So what in the world is Rashi doing? So you
Well,
see,
he's telling us the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Sarah, not the
right.
Erva.
In other words, you see in the Gemara, you have to look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Klal Asui Mai. The word says, Klal Amru. The word Klal is an extra word. So Omar Rifrin Bar Papa Lasui Saras Ahinus Trevasi. Frektaisis Avgamasisa Lokotani Tsara. In other words, you can't say Lasui Saras Ahinus if the Mishnah never mentioned Sarah. You never mentioned Sarah, so if it's coming Lasui anything, it's Lasui Sarah. You can't be Lasui Saras Ahinus if you're discussing Sarah and you already mentioned Sarah. So then it's Lasuye, one extra strange case of Sarah. If the Mishnah never talks about Sarah, you think Lasuye Sarah's Zionist. So Titus answers, say I've got myself Tony Sarah, the Kovakama the call Asura is Erva, the Majma Sura Machmas Erva, Dino at Sarah. But oh hits up when I scare at Sarah Behedja. You shouldn't appear in the Ilkoi. So Taibis said that the Lashon, or the Mishnah says, Kol Sheisura Isser Erva, those words, that double Lashon, Isura Isser Erva, is at the Isser Ba Machmas Erva. So that includes the Tzara. Now,
Include, or it's only referring to Taurus.
no, I don't think it's only, because it's Vakir. He says, I'm not sure.
Rashi says Sarasa the Kol Shekein He.
Jamash Machmas. Okay, I'm not sure. But Amaisa, I don't know if it's Sarah or only, but the Maisa, this is totally on the Gerasa. We don't have that Gerasa in our Mishnah. Okay. I don't know whether which Rishayim had that Gerasa and which Rishayim didn't have that Gerasa. Our Gemara does not have that Gerasa. Does that mean? I assume that means that some Rishonim did not have such a Gerasa. Titus obviously had such a Gerasa. The Bach puts that Gerasa into the Mishnah, right? That the Bach puts the Gerasa into the Mishnah. Okay, obviously Titus had that Gerasa. But it, does everybody have that Gerasa? I would assume not, because our Gemara is pretty based on some Tzavyan. It's pretty Gemara, the Xavier, the Gemara is relatively early. So probably someone didn't have the Gerasa. Okay. So that's L'chaira, going back to Rashi, so Rashi lechayra is locholetzes v'lamis yavemis. Rashi's bothered by the same problem that Toivis is bothered. That what happened to the Tzara? Now, as you see from the Gemara, that the Mishnah is discussing Tzara. Where in the world does the Mishnah discuss Tzara? So Rashi puts it into the Mishnah. Okay. So the million-dollar shaila is, how is Rashi putting Tzara into the Mishnah? Is he putting Tzara into the Mishnah the same way that Tysus puts it in? Or is he putting it in differently? Right? So what do you people say?
Sound like Rashi talking about it is talking about Sarah. It wouldn't even bother to talk about the Arava. It's part. It's a culture to talk about the Arava.
Is Rashi saying like Tavis? Because
that's no. Tavis
said because that's what the word is. The word.
No, Tavis is saying the Mishnah saying one general statement that includes all the aspects. And
Tavis says that the words.
Kalshi Sura.
I lost the Tavis. The word Isura Isra Erva means Tzara.
Right.
Yes, but he also says that it doesn't have to say Tzara because it's going on the last parak, which means that it's included, but it's not said specifically.
Tzara only says, that's not, Tzara's not giving two different answers. Tzara is giving one answer. He's saying, you know, that's why it wasn't.
What's the second part?
But that's why it's not the hedja, but it's still basically. David's basic answer is that those words mean Sarah. You didn't have to say a behedja because they relied on the first parak. So the question is, what does Rashi mean? Is that what Rashi is saying? This is the million-dollar question. Is Rashi saying like Tysus?
Why should we make a machlokes?
Because it's mashma that way. Obviously, I'm asking the question. Is it mashma that Rashi's saying the same thing as Tyfus, or is it different? You want to say
the fact that Tyfus, the fact that Tyfus seems, I thought Tyfus seems to be saying it's included in Kol Shi Yisur Issa Erva, that means right. that
words,
general. Right, but I'm saying means a general statement that means the Mishnah's directive is to everything, and one word is an umbrella for everything. Right. Rashi, the Mishnah's not talking about chlal of the Erva itself.
I don't know. I'm not sure because we weren't sure. Sandy wanted to say that David's meant that Isura Isra Erva is Mashma the Tzara. The Mashma Isura Boa Machmas Erva, Zainu at Tzara. He didn't say, I'm not sure how to
recognize it. It's Bechlau, Kol Shi Yisur Issa Erva.
The Majesh Yisura, we go and go, how Bechlau this or the Majesh Yisura, but I'm not sure about the dinosaur. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, I think that Pashit Shad and Rashi, now I hear what you're saying, Shmuel, but I think it's much stronger in Mashmos. The Mashmos of Rashi is very, 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 but a few varies, strongly mashma, not like Tysus. Why not? Because if Rashi meant like Tysus, well, let's look for a second. Let's have a little more fun. Let's look at the Muga Yaisei. So the Muga Yaisei is apparently trying to do the same thing. Let's see the Muga Yaisei. The Muga Yaisei says, you have the Muga Yaisei, please. Klau Amr B'Yavama Kol Choletzes Shalomis Yavemis. So Rasa V'Koshkin He, I mean, it's the same words as Rashi. Let's look at that. Nithi, how does Sarah fit in? So Imarish explains. She'af Atzara Irvahi, the Yeshbekaris. So the Muga Yosef says, it sounds like a little different than Tysus, but it's the same basic idea that Sarah is in the Mishnah because Sarah is an Erva. Because a Tzara is an Isser Eishesach at the end of the day. At the end of the day, the tzara is also, right? That's where Kiveg is kasha. Why do I need a pasuk for tzara tzara? Every tzara is an eshesach. So that's what the Mugay Yosef is saying. He's Gufa saying, right? Kiveg, you say that every tzara is a full fledged erva. And maybe the Kiveger, maybe the Rav Chaim is not like the Mugay Yosef. I don't know. But the Mugay Yosef is saying, Pash is like a Kiveger, that every tzara is a full fledged eshesach. So it's mamish and erva. Once the Torah tells me that Sarah is potter, which was already said on that base, so then you understand that Sarah is a eshesach. Once it's an eshesach, it's lo chaletz for amis yavemis. Right. So the Mishnah says, whenever you're in erva. Whenever you're in erva,
and the kares,
so that includes the tzara, because I know that tzara is potter. Once I know it's potter from aleha, then I know that it's an erva, it's a kares. Once I know it's a kares. So then it's chalokoletis for Amis Yavemis.
And maybe that's what Tysus means?
No, because it has nothing to do with the words.
Isura, the extra word, Isura Arva, as opposed to Isura Arva?
Tysus puts it in from the extra, the drasha, called the words Kosha Isura Isura Arva, the Mash Rasha Isura Ba Machmas Arva. Tysus is saying it's a mashmos of the Lashon. The Nuka Yosef is not saying it's in the Mashmos or the Lashon. He's saying it's because Bikias tells us that every Dor Tzara, every Tzara is an Eshesach. So it's Mamish and Erva. It's not an Erva, something different, but the words of the Mishnah are including that also. Because the Torah, the Lashon of the Mishnah, that Lashon, Isura, Isur Erva, is Mashra, something that became usher because of the erva, which is something else besides the erva. So the isura ba machmas erva. So this itself is not an erva, but it's isura ba machmas erva. The erva causes this to be usher because there's a ptur, a din of tzara. But the Nukai Yosef is saying, it's just a potter, so it's an eshesach shabba makom mitzvah, so it is an erva. It's a very different shot.
Rebbe's reading the Rashi saying the same thing as Nukai Yosef.
I didn't get to Rashi yet. I decided to get distracted. So we have basically Taisvis and the Nukai Yosef are both doing the same thing. They're putting Sara into the Mishnah. They're just arguing how Sara got into the Mishnah. Taibin says it got into the Mishnah because the Ger says Yisura Isser Erva, which implies the Mashma She Isser Ba Machmas Erva. And the Mukayayasev doesn't need that Ger, so. The Mukayayasev says because
it has the same features.
Sara is an erva. She is an erva. So if it's Sara is an erva, so then by definition, it's in the Mishnah.
But if we already know that this idea that she becomes an erva, what's the kosher can he?
Well, she only became an erva from being a Sara to an erva.
Yeah, but we're assuming that we know that already. We know that she's already an erva. Once we already know that she's an erva, there's no difference between her and the other one.
No, but she's an erva vashas of yeah, she becomes an ashes.
The Mugay Yosef himself also says Kol Shekhen He. So you can't, obviously it works somehow. Okay, it's not so simple because you can also ask if you know already that she's potter, then what you need the Mishnah for, you know. How do you know she's an ashes? Because she's potter. But if she's potter, then the Mishnah is Gubatang Yoyopi Potter. The Mishnah Klau It means without the Mishnah, I would know So you have to say, I know that Sarah is partner from Yibum, but I don't know she's partner from Chalitza. And now the Mishnah is adding the Ptura Chalitza.
Which we do know it from the first parak. I mean, Chalal, you can ask what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is.
The Mukiyaza says
the Mukiyaza is learning, the Mishnah is adding something over the first parak. We know the first parak, and then the Mishnah is going.
Sarah's Islandus.
They're talking about by Sarah. The Mishnah is telling you a Kiddush about Sarah. According to now, we know it maybe from the first parak. Good, but the Mishnah is giving a cloud, and it's repeating over. It's allowed to repeat over. But the cloud is, but you can't say a cloud, you can't say something, you know, it's like, I proved to you that Yaakov wore, that you wear a yarmulke, because by Yana Yaakov, you have to wear a yarmulke. So obviously, when it's writing the cloud, it's not writing the cloud, assuming you know the cloud already. You know, that would be ridiculous. Since you know the cloud, therefore you know the cloud. So you have to say that we know from the first parak, that or from the drasha of Alel and Itzor, that Sarah is partner from Yibum. Since Alel and Itzor tell me you're partner from Yibum, you get an Isser Eishes Ot. Now you're labeled as an Isser Erva. Okay, I assume something. So then the Mishnah is saying anything which is an Isser Erva and is Sarah is an Isser Erva because it's partner from Yibum. Now that you're an Isser Erva, you have a Ptur Chalitza.
Didn't we really discuss that such a thing called Saras Erva, or she's a male Dika Ishasach, or in other words, that she becomes like the Erva, but it's not that.
Okay, that's a whole sugya, how that works. But that's, I don't think that's what the Nuka Yosef is saying. Nuka Yosef is saying, Sha'afa Sara Erva of Yesh Bakaris, Isa Perakamel, at least a person who puts their gimel on the days.
I'm saying, but we don't.
It says there because there's Karis of Eishes Ach. So I mean, that's the part of Shah the Mugay Yosef. Okay. Anyway, so now we have like this.
The Mishnah in the first parak say mina chalitza mina yibum? Isn't it the Mishnah in the first parak say both?
Obviously, they're not. The Mishnah in the first parak, it said it already. Yes, that is true. But this Mishnah is repeating the cloud as if you don't know it, as if he's telling you he's rewriting the klodim. They're allowed to chazer. I'll tell you the cloud. I'm just saying you can't tell me the cloud. It's only true if you know the cloud. That would be like circular. You're not talking. So he's working. It's as if assuming you don't know. He's like telling it over again. He's repeating the cloud. So okay. He's repeating the cloud, assuming you don't know it yet. Even though obviously you do, but assume I just for the sake of organizational stills, here I'm telling it to you. Okay.
Are we saying there's a chiddush in the second parak? Is there a chiddush in the second parak that we didn't know from the first parak?
Chiddush, because it already said in the first parak that you're partner min ayibam in a chalitza. That is true. And the commission is just giving klodim. It's just organizing. So sometimes when you give klodim, you repeat things that are obvious, that you know already, because you're just giving the klodim. If it's this, it's like this. If it's like this, it's like this. If it's like this, it's like this. If it's like this, it's like this.
But the Gemara still wants to know the Sui Mai.
Some of those cases you could have known already.
But the Gemara still wants to know the Sui Mai, right?
Yes.
So there has to be
an added Chiddush. That's an added Chiddush. But the question is, was there a Chiddush in the original statement that Rashi, that everyone says is including Sarah or the Erva? I don't know if that's a Chiddush over the Mishnah on that page. The Mishnah on Daf Beis, the opening line of the Mishnah on Daf Beis said this thing. It already said on Daf Beis, it said Beferish on Daf Beis, you know, the Mishnah, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Paitres Rasayim, Mitzaris Rasayim, Min HaChalitza, Min HaYibum. So besides the cloud Asuyimai, but the basic statement, Kol Sheyei Esrei Erba L'chol Endes Yavemis, that was said on Daf Beis already. So
if anything, the Erva itself wasn't said.
That's not a problem. You're allowed, when you're giving a cloud, to repeat things that were known already.
Was the Erva itself mentioned in the first parak?
Yes, it says. Look at the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah. Kol Chamesh Esrei Nashim, Patris, Jerusalem,
Jerusalem. What's the din about them?
Let me see.
It's not the Patris, but it's included.
Okay, I'm assuming that's included. Patris, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Okay, and it only Patris and Sarah and not themselves.
No, I'm saying it's obviously it means that it means the Arava too, but it doesn't say straight out. It doesn't say the Arava.
But I don't say anything. That's I'm not going to buy it. That's a chiddush of this. They wrote this Mishnah because they didn't write it beforehand. I assume that you're allowed when you're saying a cloud to repeat things over. But okay, anyway, let
Rashi and the Nemuka Yosef adds the word afilu. Does that make a difference?
What
Rashi and the Nemuka Yosef on the riff adds the word afilu. Does that make a difference?
I don't know. I don't think so because the Rashi says the kol shekein. So the first step has to be afilu.
Maybe I'm in the dark here. I thought we said, do we have a kasha on the Nemuka Yosef that Nemuka Yosef said that Sarah is an Erva? And then we had a question on the Nemuka Yosef. The Mishnah teaches us that it's never something like this. You have to be adding something. It's supposed to be a chiddush. Well, what we had.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gone off on a tangent. I was saying the Mishnah doesn't have to be adding something to that base. Because if you're saying a cloud, so you're allowed to repeat over what was said already in that bay.
Okay.
However, mineu bay, it has to make sense. So if mineu bay, forget about it, you're making the cloud. You're trying to make a cloud. Now you're according to Mukha Yosef, you're saying Sarah.
Right.
Now, how is Sarah being said? Because it's an Eish Yisach. I know that because, so well, how do you know it's an Eish Yisach? Why is it an Eish Yisach? Because you're Pturis. So it's a little bit, it's like, it's a funny cloud. As you were in order, before the cloud said, you have to know that it's an Eish Yisach. It's only an Eish Yisach because it's Pater. So then what are you saying? I mean, Mineu Bey, it makes, you're not saying anything. Forget about that. I know it from that base. Mineu Bey, you want a chazer. You want to forget about that base. You're starting fresh, okay? But you can't, how can you be leaving out Sarah and you were saying, well, Sarah is included in what I'm saying because you know Sarah's potter. If I know Sarah's potter, then I don't need to say Sarah. So I'm just saying that probably the answer is, you know, Sarah is Eish Yisach, but you don't know Sarah is Pater from Chalitza. Now we know that from that base, but I have to repeat that base. But
I see.
The Tana who wrote Dav Chach, he was taking for granted that Sarah has an Isser Eish Yisach. It's Pater min Ayibum. Pater min Ayibum has an Isser Eish Yisach. And then he's telling you a cloud that whenever you're in Erba, you're potter from Chalitza.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go back. So we have like this. So we have, was very nice.
Here in the Mishnah.
Wait, I didn't get to the point yet. Let me try
to get I'm saying the Mishnah says, Klal Amr B'Yavama, Kol Shi, Isser Erba, V'loi Chalatz Slaim Sabemes. Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, Chalatz Slaim Sabemes. So Rashi and Mukhi Yosef are telling us that Sora fits in the first category, not in the second category.
Okay. Fine. Give me patience. I don't know. You're jumping me. You're rushing me. Let me go patience. So the question is as follows. Both Mukhi Yosef and Taisis both explain how Sora gets included in the ratio of the Mishnah. The Taisis says it gets included because the word means Sarah. And the Mukhi Yosef says because the Sarah is Aser. So we like it says on Daf Gimel, right? That's what the Mukhi Yosef says. Since we know that Sarah is Aser, so that Sarah is an Erva. Now the question is, can either of those two pshatim fit into Rashi? Or is it mukhrach that Rashi is saying a third pshat? That's the question. So I want to claim, even though Rabbi Meltzer claimed, that's the time that why should I say such a thing? But I think that the pashtus very, 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 very strong mashmalos is that Rashi is a third pshat. That's what I would like to try and stick my neck on.
What's the mashmalos?
You tell me. I want you to think.
This is three words. He just says three words.
That's part of the beauty.
So, because if he wanted to say the Muki Yosef, he would have said more?
No. No, because Rashi doesn't have to say more, because Rashi's allowed to assume that you're smart and doesn't have to spell everything out.
Then Mechidezi's not saying the same thing as the Muki Yosef.
Yeah. So, give me a moment.
Revi always has the floor. It's not, doesn't need permission.
But I want you people to think.
Rabbi, is it Negev the Dibur HaMaskel of Rashi?
Maybe.
Because Rashi doesn't go on the word Erva. He goes on Lo Chaletzes Lo Misabemes.
Okay, so what do you want to say with that?
If he's learning it for like Taisvitz, then he for sure should go on the words Isser Erva.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the Nemuki Yosef, but if he's going on Lo Chaletzes Lo Misabemes, he's talking about the Endin. It could be that you could argue that Rashi is learning Tzara completely differently from Erva. It just has the same halacha of Lechaletzes Lemis Habemis. I could hear that.
In other words, I happen to agree with you. See that? How do you like that? That Rashi has the wrong
Dibur HaMaskel.
Right? Rashi has the wrong. According to both Tosis and the Nuka Yosef, the Chiddush is, how do you translate the word Isser Erva? Or according to Taisus, the words Isuro, Jesuro Isser Erva. Those words mean Sara. That's what they're saying. But Rashi's Dibur HaMaskel should have been Dibur HaMaskel Isser Erva. He should have said Sarasa. He has the gerus of the whole Mishnah, Klau Amar B'Yavama. So he has like the place. At least he has like the beginning and the end. So it could be. But Rashi, who only has the end, the gerus, is a little funny. So what Rashi's mashma is completely different. Rashi's mashma, he's not putting it into the words Isser Erva. He's putting Sarah into the words Lo Choletzes Velo Misyavemes. In other words, Rashi's saying, you know what the word Lo Choletzes Velo Misyavemes mean? The words Lo Choletzes Velo Misyavemes means Lo Choletzes Velo Misyavemes Sarasa. There's Rashi's, there's Taisis in the Mukhi Yosef are saying, you know what the word Isser Erva means? Isser Erva means Sarah. But Rashi is saying, no, the Isser Erva doesn't mean Sarah. The Isser Erva means Isser Erva. But Lo Choletzes Velo Misyavemes means a Sara. Now, the end result comes out the same. I don't know if there's any nafkamina. Well, maybe we'll see.
It's a
completely different way. It has a
Kol Sheithura Isser Erva.
That means an Erva, not the Sara.
But it includes a lot of Ervas.
But it does not include Sara's Erva. It just includes Erva, all the Ervas, all the Tesva of Arayas. What's the din of all the Arayas? Lo Choletzes Velo Misyavemes, says Rashi. What does Lo Choletzes Velo Misyavemes mean? Sarata. So Rashi's translating, he's not changing the definition of Erva. Rashi is changing the definition of Lo Choletzes Velo Misyavemes. Right, it's pashtus. It's beferish and Rashi. He's going ahead.
Rashi can't say it on Isser Erva because Isser Erva is a lot of Ervas, not just Sarasa.
The Taisvitz and the Mukhi Yosef say it on Isser Erva. They say Isser Erva includes Sara.
No, they say Lo Choletzes Velo Misyavemes. I know it because it's identified by Kol Sheithura Isser Erva.
I'm sorry. Taisus and the Mukhi Yosef all say that the words Isser Erva includes all the 15 arayas mentioned in the Mishnah, and it also includes Saras Erva. That's what's included. Sandy said maybe only Saras Erva, I don't know. But that's what the words, according to Tysus, the translation of the words, Isura Isur Erva, means Sara. According to the book of Yosef, it means Sara, because this, he says, Sha'af Asara Erva he. That's what he says, Af Asara Erva. So the word Kol Shisura Erva, the translation of the word Erva, means Sara. It doesn't mean only Sara. Avdi and Achos Ishto is also in Israel Erva. But Sara is one of the Arayas. So it's included in the word Erva. According to the Mugen Yaisei, according to the Taisis, when you say the word Erva, it includes Sara. It might include other things too, but it includes Sara. But
even if you read Rashi like that, so you need something to be able to explain why it fits into the category of lechaletzes v'lo yimis habemes as opposed to chaletzes v'lo yimis habemes, like Isra Mitzra and Isra Kedusha. So if you don't say it falls under Isra Erva, then what are you saying?
Because it's a drasha. The drasha we learn out because of the law. I don't know.
If it's a drasha, then I don't even learn Saras Island.
I don't know. It's not relevant. We're not discussing why. We're just discussing how you read the Mishnah. There's lots of how we get it. There's no problem. We get lots of drashas, alel and mitzvah. The question is the reading of the Mishnah. I'm just claiming that the simple reading of Rashi, that Rashi is arguing 100% with the. And there's no, I'm not saying there's ain't afmin halacha, because pashtus, it comes out the same thing. And obviously you're going to have the same mikaris, because you have the same din, you have to have the same mikaris. But the reading of the word, where does the Mishnah tell this to you? So the Taisvis and the Namukayai, they say that the Mishnah is telling us to you by saying, Isser Erva, that word, Isser Erva, or Isura Isser Erva, means Sara. That's what Tyson says, Beferish, and that's what the Muka Yaisei says, Beferish. They both say it, Beferish. They give different reasons why it means it. Tyson says it because it's a double Lashon, Isura Isser Erva, and the Muka Yaisei says because it's an Isser Eishasos. But that means Sara. So Rashi is not going on that word. If Rashi wanted to say that, he should have wrote a divrei amasko iser erva. He should have wrote iser erva sarasa. But Rashi doesn't write the divrei amasko iser erva. Rashi writes a divrei amasko lo choletzes v'lomit yavemis. So what Rashi sounds like he's saying, that ain't a chinami. We're not talking about the sara. We're talking about the erva. The Mishnah is saying, what is the din of the erva? The din of the erva is it's lo choletzes v'lo mitzyavemes. But what does lo choletzes v'lo mitzyavemes mean? Says Rashi, it means Sara. Oh, so it comes out the same result, but a completely different way.
But is she considering the word Isser Erva or no?
According to Rashi, Pashup Shad is she's not. You see, Taivis also held that she's not, if not for the fact that it had that strange Lashon. So that's not
true. Has Rebbe want to read the Mishnah of Kol She Isser Isser Erva?
I don't know. Whatever it is. Yeah, the word, I don't know. Maybe we don't have Taivis as Gersa. But the Taibis and his Havamina for sure did not think Isura Isra Erva meant Sara. So I'm holding like Taibis is Havamina. Either we don't have Taibis as Gerasa, so then even Taibis would agree it doesn't mean Sara, or we're holding like Taibis Havamina, even with his Gerasa doesn't mean Sara. The Rashi held like Taibis is Havamina, like the Pashtas, especially if you have our Gerasa. That the word Erva does not mean Sara. In all Yavamis, when you refer to Sara, you call it Sara's Erva. You don't call the it's Sara Erva. You call
it Sara's Erva. Rebbe feels there's an Eishasach playing a part here in Rashi. That's all.
I'm not saying the Londons. I'm just questioning of reading. I'm saying the reading, the Rashi holds that the word Erva is used in Yevamis, this is happens to be true. The pashtus, when you use the word erva, you refer to the erva itself. When the tzara is not called erva, the tzara is called the tzara's erva, right? And all Yevamis, we say tzara's erva. We don't say erva's erva. The word tzara is, when you're referring to the tzara, you call her tzara's erva. You don't call the tzara's erva erva.
Okay, so what's pshat in Muki Yosef?
I'm just pointing out.
But Rebbe's pointing out something that the other Rishonim are now going out on a limb, because Rebbe says that the Pashas, let's go to Rashi, the other Rishonim are going out on a limb now and saying, right. Well, what's wrong with the HSS that's going on?
It could be Rashi really holds like Tosis. He just doesn't have the box Girsa, and therefore he has to say what he says.
Okay, but that means that he's arguing the Tosis.
Right, I'm just saying, it could be Rashi doesn't have that Girsa.
Excuse me. If he didn't have the Tosis's Girsa, then he can't hold like Tosis.
Right.
So then Tosis...
That could be the Hesper. The Hesper could be that he didn't have the box Girsa, and therefore he has to follow this.
Right, or, you know, whatever. I don't care. It could be that the Tosis's Girsa, or it could be held like Taibis is Havamina. There's nothing wrong with holding a Taibis is Havamina. Taibis is Havamina also had his Gerasa. He still had a Havamina. So but all we know is that the simple reading of Rashi is that Rashi is reading that the word Erva does not mean Sarah. I got a Pliatsuma. You see from the Gemara that the Mishnah is telling you Sarah. The Torah says that it's the word, when it says choletas, that means it's tzara.
But how? Tosos explains why erva means a tzara. The Nuki Yosef is explaining how erva means a tzara. Choletas, lomis habemes, how does that mean a tzara?
Okay, because there's a word missing.
No, it doesn't mean it's who it's talking about.
Rashi sticks in a word. It means choletas, lomis habemes, the tzara. You stick in a word.
Who's the one you're saying? He's saying that the mikvah chaser who?
It's self understood. It's self understood. That's the topic that we're talking about. So we're discussing the tzara. So it's self understood. If I say I owe you 50, so I don't have to say $50. It's self understood, and we're talking about dollars. You say 50 means $50. So when I say if locholet is almost yavemis, it's understood. It's going on the tzara. Okay, but you're not so wrong. So what's the problem? If I say that, then it's understood. It's going on the tzara. Because if it's understood, it's gone to Tzara. So then the next line, is there an erva, is there mitzvah or kedusha, oletas lomis yavemes, should also be understood as going on the Tzara, right? And if there's an understood topic, if I say I owe Reuven 50, and you say it's understood, I meant dollars, and then I say I owe Shimon 50, so Shimon has to also mean dowers. If I didn't bother saying dowers because it was self-understood, so it was self-understood in the Reisha, then it should be self-understood in the Seifa.
Is that the Meiri Rebbe sent?
What?
Is that the Meiri Rebbe sent?
I can't hear you.
The Meiri. Rebbe sent the Meiri, I think.
I sent the
Ritva. That's in the Ritva. That's in the Ritva.
And it's, so that happens to be, so that this makes me feel that we're right, not wrong. Because Gupa, this question, the Ritva asked on Rashi. So that shows that we're right. This is the Pasha Pshat in Rashi. And Einachinami, that's the Pasha Pshat in Rashi.
Does
and
the Ritva not make sense?
Has this Kasha on Rashi.
Why can't the Ritva be referring to the first parak? And therefore it's relying on the topic that we already took the first parak. And the second one is not.
Okay, so complain to the Ritva, but the Ritva felt that that's very
dicey. I don't know.
You're not arguing with me. You're arguing with the Ritva. But I'm just...
You didn't get to the Ritva yet. I'm just trying to get to this guy.
Showing, but I care. It makes me feel good because I want to make a machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva and Tosis and the Muki Yosef. Now, I'm sure some people are going to say, you're going to make machlokes But you see, the Ritva read Rashi like me, because that's why he has this kasha, right? The whole, if you learn the Mishnah like the Mukha Yosef or Tosfos, then there's no kasha, because the word Erva means Sara. So you can't ask, how come by Yisr Mitzvah and Yisr Kedusha doesn't include Sara? Because only the word Erva includes Sara. It's only the Ritva.
No, one second. That's according to Tosfos, but according to the Mukha Yosef.
Yeah,
that he is saying. Sorry, I went blank. What is it? The Mukha Yosef is saying because it's automatically an Erva.
No,
sorry. I'm trying to say according to Tosfos. Sorry, Tosfos is saying that the Lashon is Mashma. Yeah, what's that? Why according to Tosfos? Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't. Okay, never mind.
So let's look at the Ritva inside, just because I sent it. He says, Pirish Rashi, Afilo Sarasa, the Koshkei Hi. Without the Hochi Bucha be Gemara. Rashi had to say this because of the Gemara. The Mitnei Tura de Sarasa Mari, the Mitnei Masni say, the Mishnah is discussing Tura Sara, be the Gemara, Klada, Nasli, Saras, Ayin, it's Ravashi. Miyukachali, to save a diktoni iser mitzvah iser kedusha cholat to some yavemes b'didov b'dechut ma'ari the evil sarasa mis yavemes the ain sara patura enemy irva sara is only potter by an irva kidenavka non me'achos isha diksiba litzur came pierce b'shami v'hedja. So he's Guba asking, according to Rashi, that the Reisha is self-understood. We're talking about Sarah. And the Seifa is not self-understood. Now that's very daichik. Now, I don't know how we're going to answer Rashi. So Shmuel says that he just doesn't think it's such a terrible gasha. Okay? Maybe. That's what Shmuel says. Shmuel doesn't want likes to argue with Ritva.
The Ritva is not saying that it's self-understood. The Rashi is self-understood like this, and the Seifa is self-understood differently. It just says in reality they're not talking about the same thing, and that's a problem. Right. That should be according to the Nemuki Yosef also.
No, it's not
talking about the same thing.
Yeah, they still have the same thing. The Reisha is saying every erva patters yiba is patter from yiba and chalitza. Fine, it's not discussing. Sorry, the word erva sara happens to be an erva, so that's but the thing. Every erva has the following din. Every iser mitzvah has the following din. Every Yisr Kedusha has a following din. It's fine.
Rabbi, could you perhaps say that the fact that Rashi says it on the words Chaletzus, L'chaletz L'Sabemes, that he's saying Gufa, because there is no Chalitza, there's no Yibum, that's why we know it's going on the Tzara. Meaning, because there's no way out, therefore it spreads to the Tzara. But if it's a case where it's Chaletzus L'Sabemes, it's not going to spread to the Tzara because there's no Eshazach, there's nothing to spread.
Maybe you're trying to answer the Ritva's kasha. Sometimes I'm not in the mood of being gutsy like you today. I don't know. I'm not trying to answer the Ritva's kasha. There's two totally different ways you can answer the Ritva's kasha. There are three different ways. Either you can say we got Rav Shad and Rashi, right? That's one way. The other way you could say is like that Rashi was not mispoyo from the Ritva's kasha. You could say something like you said, or like Shmuel said, that because Einachinami, the Resh and the Sefer can be different. They're can be different because it's you rely on your logic. The most interesting way of answering the Ritva's kasha, which I don't know if anybody in the world says, but you know, if you wanted to be interesting, is the Ritva had to go through great arichas to prove that there's no Torah Tzara except by an erva. Maybe Rashi argues with that. And Rashi holds that there's a Ptur Tzara by Isser Kedushin, Isser Mitzvah too. You know, I don't know. That would be wild. That would be really wild. But, you know, it doesn't sound so crazy, because if it was so crazy, why the Ritva would have to go through all Shariches to prove otherwise. You know, the Ritva made a lot of Arichas to prove that there's no, that the Din Tzara is only by the Erva. He doesn't just make a statement. He just says, but then he brings like 10 lines to prove it. So theoretically, you know, like you know what they say, when a person makes a speech and he screams the loudest, that means that's the weakest point of his speech. So the fact that the Ritva spends so much time proving it, he says, Yishami Behedja. Yishami Behedja is not a very strong raya, because, you know, the Babli doesn't have to hold the Yishami. And the other cases, always other rayas are by unusual cases. Taita, Grusha doesn't have, he doesn't bring any raya from a straight normal case of Chai Ve'Lavim Ve'Asei. So I don't know. Anyway, I would like to do some research on that. But I don't know how Rashi is going to answer Ritva's Kasha. I'm just saying that what makes me very, I want to say happy, is that, but I guess that's a good word, that I went ahead, look what happened. I went ahead and made a diyuk in Rashi, Dibri HaMaskil, like Binyamin Simon. That the Rashi is Dibri HaMaskil, that Rashi is arguing with Tosfos and the Nukah Yosef. Now, everyone, especially him in the shir here, everyone gave me a hard time. You know, you're kvetching, making a dig. Huh? So I'm saying, you see, the Ritva also read Rashi that way. Now, what I'm not sure about is what the Nukah Yosef is doing, because the Nukah Yosef uses verbatim, word for word, Rashi, and then he says his chat. So I'm not sure, is that like just coincidental, or is the Ritva being like, I don't say a wise guy, but the Ritva is using word for Rashi. Gufa, he's trying to say that this is what Rashi meant, and he's Gufa saying, he's arguing with the Ritva and Pshat and Rashi, and he's saying, even though you Ritva are saying Pshat and Rashi, or you Pashas learn Rashi this way, I'll use Rashi's words and then I'll twist it to mean something else. I don't know. You know, it is a little strange that the Nemukah Yosef uses word for word the same words as Rashi, and then he continues. But the words that Rashi says, he uses exactly the same words if he meant a totally different shot. So I don't know. But at least I feel right that the pashtus in Rashi is not like Tosfos and the Nukah Yosef.
What's the V'yesh Loimar in the Ritva? What's his?
He's saying like the Nukah Yosef pashtus, but I'm
saying V'yesh Loimar. Is V'yesh Loimar for who? I'm saying his
defend the Mishnah. He has to defend the Gemara. The Gemara, Tosfos. We have a diak. He himself brought that diak that you see from the Tosfos's diak that the Mishnah is obviously talking about Sarah. But now Rashi's chat seems to get upshot. So now, how are we going to get the Mishnah talking about Sarah? So he says, like the Nemukah Yosef.
He's not answering that in Rashi.
Yes, he doesn't say, it's not clear. Parshat Pshat is not saying that in Rashi. The Nemukah Yosef, maybe you're saying that in Rashi. I don't know. Maybe once you tell me the Nemukah Yosef is saying that in Rashi, he'll tell me the Ritva also meant to say that in Rashi. Maybe he's saying that, even though the simple reading of Rashi is different, but you have to be doichik Rashi. I don't. Pashut reading, he's not saying that in Rashi. Pashut reading is just giving his own teretz.
Like something missing. He says starts out with Pirush Rashi, meaning like there's some kind of implied kasha right away.
Yeah, Pirush Rashi, but then, and he says, and Rashi's mukach. So you can't argue with the side of Rashi. But then he starts up Rashi, so you're left with the fact that Rashi's mukrach. So he has to deal with that somehow, that Rashi's mukrach, so he has to deal with it.
Okay. Just to Rebbe's other point, how could it be on Rebbe said there's a rochik pshat? How could it be that she doesn't pater herself from chalitza, but yet she paters at Sarah?
But no, she only paters at Sarah from Yibum, and that obviously wouldn't paters at Sarah from chalitza.
So somebody could get chalitza and still pater at Sarah.
It could be one of the cases. There's two cases in the Mishnah: Isser Mitzah and Isser Kedusha. Isser mitzah is shnius. Now shnius for sure is very, very logical to hear. It's going to pop to the tzara because pashup shad and shnius from yibum. Because pashup shad and shnius is a derabbanan form of an erva. So mi derabbanan has all the dinim of erva. So fakir, it's very fakir. The pashtus should be that Shnias should pater the Tzara from Yibum. We'll have to see. Most people say not so. It was Mashmah not so. But in Svara, it should be yes so. The problem on Rashi is the next case, that Isser Kedusha, which is Chai Ve'lav V'Asei. Chai Ve'lav V'Asei, there's no reason why she should pater from the Tzara, because the Ptur Tzara, Like the Ritva says, it only learned out from Aleha, and that's by Achlos Ishto. Shnias is the Drabbanan form of Achlos Ishto, so that could be included. But Chai Ve'lav and Vasei have no Shaykhus to so therefore the Pashas is that the Ritva is right, that Chai Ve'lav and Vasei do not bow to the Tzara. That would be earth shattering to say that Rashi argued with that. I'm not ready to say such an earth-shattering finish. I'm just mentioning it. I wanted to look around, maybe. But anyway, well, I want to get to the interesting part. We didn't get to the interesting part yet. The interesting part is like this. What comes out, we'll leave this for two, that we have a machloikas between, at least the way the Ritva in his pashtas gripped Rashi. We do not know whether at the end of the Ritva, is the Ritva dropping his pshat in Rashi, and he's saying that Rashi didn't mean it. But the way the Ritva originally gripped Rashi is Rashi is saying that when the way you read the Mishnah is, Klau ga'am rov yivama, kol yisir, but the din is, v'cholentes l'omis yavemes v'tzara. While Tosfos grips the Mishnah, the word erva itself includes the tzara. Two different readings of the Mishnah. So what I found very, very fascinating, and this one, I guess we should do this for tomorrow because it's so fascinating, is which way is the Rambam learning? Because we have Perish Mishnayos of the Rambam. So what's fascinating is that, as we mentioned this on previous times, that the Pirush Mishnayos and the Rambam was written in Arabic, and it was translated. We have in the back of our Gemara a translation of the Pirush Mishnayos and the Rambam. But whatever some people are not happy fully with the translation, because, it's not the original. Maybe something got switched in the translation. The other hand, the stomach, whoever translated, was probably a chashra person. He probably did a good job. So there's two, as far as I know, maybe there are more. As far as I know, there are two different versions of the Perush Mishnayos and Rambam. You can find a different version in the Miri, because the Miri, on every Mishnah, Shkemat, he quotes the Rambam's Perush Mishnayos. And he says it over, but I don't know whether he himself knew Arabic and he translated it from the Arabic, or he had someone else, but when he brings the Perush Mishnayos of the Rambam, the Miri, his Rishon, it's I don't say the pshat is different, but the words are different than the way we have the Perush Mishnayos of the Rambam. So So it's a different translation. So the Miri has a, at least words-wise, I'm not saying content-wise, because Pashas, they all should be saying the same thing because they're translating it from the same source. But the Miri has a different words translation than the we have it. And then the third translation, which is for those who are modern day scholars, there was a guy called Kapach, who was, I don't say a guy, I shouldn't call people guys. He was a very chashra Talmud Chacham. I'm not sure if he's still alive or not. He was a Talmud, he learned in Ramoth and Rav Kook. He was a Rav, a big gadol, who came,
What was his name?
Kapach.
Kapach.
He came with the, he was a Taimani Rav, who came when the Sephardim came over in the 1950s. He came along and he went ahead and he came from this Sephardim. Obviously he spoke Arabic and he had the Sephardim, amazingly, they had the Sephardim that were written in Arabic. They never translated into Hebrew. They had the original Arabic. And so they had the Pirush Mishnayos in Arabic. And not only did they have the Pirush Mishnayos in Arabic, but he says in his Talmud that the Pirush Mishnayos in Yavamis, they had in the Rambam's own Tzav Yad. Pretty amazing that they have the Rambam's own Tzav Yad in Arabic, Pirush Mishnayos in Yavamis. I assume some other Mesachtas too, but they had when they came from Svard, they came, I'm not sure if he had it or they had it in the library, I don't know, but there exists the Rambam's handwritten Parish Mishnayos in Arabic on Yavamis. There's also the Rambam wrote the Mar Nevuchim in Arabic, and also the Chavis Levavis was written in Arabic. So this Rav Kapach, who was a big Talmud Chacham, he went ahead because he felt that sometimes nuances are lost in translation. So he retranslated the Chavis Levavis. There's another Chavis Levavis. You know, people who I don't think know as well know, but we read the Chavis Levavis. But for those who are into sort of big scholarly and they want to make sure that there's not the text is exactly right. Now, I don't know who says Kapach translated it right. Maybe the person who translated Chavis Levavis 1,000 years ago got it right. I don't know. But Rav Kapach went ahead and retranslated the Chavis Levavis. There's another Chavis Levavis. I actually have it in my office somewhere here. There's a Kapach edition of the Chavis Levavis, which is a different translation. He retranslated the Mar Nevuchim, which is also different than our Mar Nevuchim in slight differences. I don't know. We're not saying who's right and who's wrong, but the difference. And he retranslated the Mishnayos, right? You know, I have here, it's a 3-volume set. I have here 1 volume, which I actually own. Yeshiva owns it. It's his translation of the Rambam, retranslated. So it's very interesting is that to look, what I like to do, for maybe we could do this tomorrow. So we have 3 versions on this page of the Rambam's parish. We have the Rambam in the back of the Gemara. In the back of the Gemara is usually before the Rush, after the Rush, depending on which printing you have. And in good old-fashioned printing, the Rambam is before the Rush, I think. So there's we have the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam, which was translated about 1,000 years ago in the back of the Gemara. We have the Miri's translation, which is found in the Miri, which I sent you. And we have Kapach's translation. So I sent on that sheet that I sent, I think I sent it, I sent the Miri and the Pirush Mishnah and the Kapach's translation. So the question is, are all 3 translations, now we have 3 different pshatim in the Mishnah, the reading of the Mishnah. Again, I'm not making any of Kamina the Halacha, but there are 3 different readings. There's Taibis is reading, the Nebuchadnezzar is reading, and Rashi, the way the Ritva gripped Rashi, and he said it's Havamina reading. So which way did the Rambam read it? So we got 3 versions of the Rambam. So the question is, Obviously, I suspect that they don't all come out the same. Otherwise, we wouldn't be making such a big deal out of it. So that's what I would like to look at. It's just
how long has Rebbe had this Kapach version?
Oh, it's an old, the Kapach version is an old thing.
I'm saying like 28 years ago, 35, whatever, I'm saying long.
I don't know. I look at when it was printed. It was printed in Tavshin Chafhei. So that's a long time ago.
That's 1965.
Okay, yeah.
The Pirsha Mishnah Sol Rambam is not on our Mishnah, right?
It is on our Mishnah.
I'm not seeing this on our Mishnah in second parak.
Yes.
It's your Erva.
Oh, at the end. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I got it.
Did he index the differences between his translation and the previous? Did Kapach index the differences in his translation?
No. And we don't listen. The truth is that I think Yeshiva would have told us that we should assume that the person who did the translation 1,000 years ago probably got it more right than Kapach did it, even though Kapach was Google. Kind of whole purpose was in case the person who did it 1,000 years ago got it wrong. But you know,
Also, didn't the version 1,000 years ago pass through the Masorah like the Achronim and the early Rishonim? Like they flushed out like all the.
I agree. On the other hand. Listen, they didn't have the original, so they couldn't test it. They couldn't check it.
Yeah, but even if we have the original, would we be somechan? We got the right girsa, but we don't have any, like, it's not filtered.
And I also told the guys that, listen, spoken language, words change in their meaning. So just because you have the original Arabic and you know that what the words mean in Arabic doesn't mean that's what they meant 1,000 years ago. You know, it could be that words we know in English, many words, like we give the example, gaiva, shiftless, the word shiftless in modern day Hebrew, and even in Torah language, shiftless means inferiority, it's a bad midah. And the Mishnah says, it's a good midah. I once had a guy ask me, how the Rashiva give popo shirim when the Orcha Sadikim said popo is very bad, right? But it's such a good kasha, because the word popo doesn't have to mean the same thing. So it's not mukhluk, just because this Rav Kapach was very careful to translate it from the Arabic. It could be that he's wrong because the words mean something different. So I don't know. I'm not taking sides. Who's right?
I know that the Rav Ari Kaplan, when he wrote the Torah anthology, so he kind of translated Me'am Lois. So he translated Me'am Lois from the original Ladino. Not from the Hebrew Me'am Lois, and he held that the Hebrew Me'am Lois, when it was done, they did it very quickly, and they very often missed nuances.
But the Hebrew, there's a difference here. The Hebrew Me'am Lois was done in the about 50 years ago. I don't know when it was done. I don't think it was done such a long time ago. I think it was relatively recent. But the Rambam's parish was done 1,000 years ago, and usually we have a lot of respect for the Talmid HaChomer 1,000 years ago. Okay. So that's a big difference. I don't know, 1,800 years ago. I don't know exactly, but it's not the same.
It was done by Talmud Chacham, not just a printer or whatever it is.
I assume it was done by Talmud Chacham. I would.
If it was recovered by the Sandy
you can't make such an assumption because a lot of work was done definitely on Rashi. A lot of work was done by even Goyim, not Yidden. So I don't know if it's a.
Okay, I get the scientific factor. I don't know. I hear that is what there is a controversy. That's why he wrote his whole cipher, because he wanted there was so.
He obviously looked through it and saw that there was stuff that he felt was not done properly.
Now he obviously felt that it was worthy to. He must have dedicated many, many years of his life to this. So he obviously felt that there was worthy. That there were differences that were worthy to be seen. I'm not ready to take sides. I don't know. I'm not a historian.
Isn't the Siman Mid Shemayim that Hashem wanted that version to be the one that was
Mekabel? I don't know.
Hashkocha made that one the ascended version.
You know, you got to go ahead with those kind of svaras. I don't know. Anyway,
we hold to that? We hold to those kind of svaras, though.
We got a very interesting thing. I want to see the three versions of the Rambam, and are they saying which of the three pshat? The truth is, Tavis and Mukhi Yosef are very similar, because they're just, you know. But which version are they saying? Okay, I'm gonna go. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.
Don't we hold to those kinds of svaras?
What? Yeah, maybe. Okay, But we had, but today now we have both, so now we have to do the other one. Okay, Shigayah, good night.